Welcome to the podcast, Design Your Success, the podcast where human design and business meet. Every week, I will drop a new episode with an inspiring guest who shares his or her story about their business and how human design has fit in and how it has made a change for them. My name is Nicolena Huizinga. I am your host and I am a business mentor and human design coach. Have fun listening. Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of the Design Your Success podcast. And today I am accompanied by an amazing person. She is in the same mastermind as I'm in. And her name is, oh my goodness, Trina. I don't know your last name. I don't know how to pronounce it. You're going to help me with that. So it's my wonderful friend, Trina. And please tell me your last name, because I know how it's written, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, you know, I grew up that way, not being able to pronounce my own last name. My last name is Kalliomäki.
Ah, okay.
And it's Finnish. And my background is Danish and Finnish, but I grew up with no connection to Finland, so I have had to work on that after. So now I'm able to pronounce my own last name.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I have another wonderful friend in Finland. She lives in Helsinki.
Yes.
So I have this connection with Finnish people. So welcome to the podcast. I'm really excited that you're here. And I know we're going to have a wonderful conversation. But before we dive into the matter, please introduce yourself to the audience first.
Yes, as I said, I'm half Finnish and half Danish, and that has meant a lot to me in my life and my growing up. I'm not bilingual, but I do speak Finnish. I am a business mentor and a therapist, and I'm also, most of my career, I've been working with communications and business development, both in agencies and in-house, in construction companies and things like that. But 6 years ago, I decided I wanted to do things a different way because I was tired of communication. And just, you know, it got more and more that people want to communicate just for the sake of it. And I want something deeper and I want to help people develop. So I figured out that, okay, in online business, you don't go out and ask what you want. You go out and say, I offer this. And that was sort of opening my mind. But since then, I've been struggling to figure out what to offer and how to offer it and how to be me and everything like that. So that's a short introduction to me. So, and that's actually what I help my clients with. To not just follow a plan or follow something that somebody else tells them, but to really dive in and feel what is right for them and go out there and do it what they want themselves. Because when you have that anchor or you have that center defined, then it's so much easier to go out there. And then you don't need a course in how to write or how to do this and that, because it comes from within. So that's what I want to advocate, that you start your business from within and create it outside.
Yeah, I love that, because your tagline is business like you, right?
Yes.
And I absolutely love that. And what I love about what you do too is that you always compare the making the connection with yourself and your true talents with pearl diving. And I think that's such an appropriate phrase, that you dive for the pearls within and then you just, you know, cherish and show the beautiful pearls that are hidden inside, because many of us have hidden pearls inside, right? Like a shell. And I love what you do to bring out the pearl and to help people to show their amazing zone of genius with the world. Now, when we look at, because you said 6 years ago, you wanted to do things differently. So how did you get to the path of being an entrepreneur?
Well, I was in a job in a construction company doing internal communications, and the working environment was not good for me. So I got a pain in my back, and it was so bad that I could not walk, I could not sleep, I could not do anything. And I tried every expert in the world, and no matter what their specialty was, they couldn't help me. And it was just like I had a discus or something wrong. Mm-hmm. Until I realized that I was not feeling well and I was not in the right setting. So that was the final step that made me realize I have to create my own business. So that's what I did. And I created a business with communications, doing public relations, helping people write, doing journalism, doing travel writing. So that's where I started discovering Finland. I wrote a travel guide to Finland, and I have been traveling maybe 30,000 kilometers in Finland.
Wow.
But I would also like to just a small comment on the pearl diving, because that's part of my philosophy, that the point about the pearl is that it is already there. We tend to go out and look for the answers outside and everywhere else, but the answers are all inside us. We have the knowledge, we have the experience, we have the talents, we have everything we need to create a sustainable business. The thing is to figure it out and find it. So go down, dive for the pearls, because they're already there. You're already valuable. You're already a complete person. There's nothing more you need. Just figure it out. What is it?
Yeah, it's so true. And that's why our work is so similar, because you have your own method and system to in order to get to the pearl. And for me, human design is a way to get to the pearl and to show the person like, okay, this is your unique talent. This is your unique skill. And this is what you are able to bring about in the world. And so we have a lot of similarities in the work that we do. The only difference between you and me is that you are a manifesting generator and I'm a generator. But we both have the 1-3 profile line. So that's really interesting. And we're going to get back to that in a bit. So you said you started your business like 6 years ago. So I'm guessing, and I know because I know by experience that, you know, success goes up and down more or less in that sense. So what would you say your definition of success would be?
Just a small thing. I started my business in 2006, but it was in 6 years ago that I tried to create an online business.
Ah, okay.
So I've been in business for many, many years. But success is for me to be aligned with yourself, to do what feels right to you, to feel good about yourself, and to serve your purpose, to be aligned with your values and serve your purpose to make a difference in the world.
I love that.
Yeah. So I don't have a criteria like money or number of clients or things like that.
No.
You need to live a sustainable life. And I see it in many, many people now, people that come to me also, they want peace of mind. And that you get that when you are aligned with yourself.
Absolutely.
And it's not something that is not for everybody easily obtained.
No.
So you have to work on it, and you need someone to mirror what's going on so you can see it yourself and do the work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love your definition. And it's so funny because all the people that I've spoken to on this podcast, no one has a definition that involves numbers, money, status, clients, anything. And I absolutely love that because it really opens up all the opportunities and all the definitions of success. So for you, I love what you said about the alignment, about serving your purpose, because I truly believe this is exactly what we're here to do. And that's especially when we look at the human design element, you and I both have the generator element really strongly in us. And the thing that a generator or a manifesting generator must aim for is satisfaction. And when you serve your purpose and when you're in alignment, that brings satisfaction, right? That's what we need to be doing. That's what we are doing. So that's, I think that's absolutely, absolutely great. Now, when we go back to your journey of being an entrepreneur, what kind of hurdles did you encounter that you can share with us?
Yeah, in the past 6 years where I've been trying to create an online business, it became much more personal for me. It was not only redefining my business, but also allowing myself to be me and to do what I like. And that has not been easy. And recently I discovered that what was holding me back was a lot of shame, a lot of messages to me that I was not allowed to be myself. I should not overshine my family and the people around me that were less bright than me. And I've been, you know, holding myself down with this, but I have realized that I cannot create an online business based on my person and personality if I don't allow myself to be who I am and to shine with my personality. So that's really been a struggle to figure out what is it that is holding me back and then eliminate it. I mean, shame is a part of my mindset, but when it's not a silent partner, then I can work with it. Mm. Then I can deal with it and I can move on.
Yeah. I think it's so powerful, and really thank you for sharing that honest and raw answer, because I think many people are struggling with shame. And because it's so heavy, we don't talk about it. We carry it within and we don't talk about it. We don't share it with anyone because of the shame. So I think it's really powerful that you, first of all, that you share it. Second, that you discovered that that was exactly what was holding you back. And I can fully relate what you said about being an entrepreneur and about making it more personal, because when you embark on the journey of being an entrepreneur, it's a very steep learning curve, because you are the business, you are involved in being the business, and that can be really tough. And especially when you look at what you do, I mean, as a manifesting generator, you're multi-passionate, multi-talented. I mean, it shows that you do PR and communications, and you do the business mentoring and the coaching and all of that. So that shows that it can be really hard to pick just one thing. But if you still have like a shackle on your leg that is like, no, but don't outshine your family, then it's extra hard. So how would you say you navigated that element of being the multi-passionate and the multi-talented person? Because that's a great thing to be and to have. But how did you navigate it?
I have been in therapy for 28 years, and I feel like mentioning this because it has been with the background that I have, and I have no problem sharing this, also the shame and things, because I know that sharing it makes me stronger. Once I figure it out, it makes me stronger. And also I need to share this to let people know that they can feel free to share with me also, because I can handle it. And dealing with the being multi-passionate is to figure out what are my values, what is my purpose, what is the core of all the things that I take an interest in, all the things that I like to do, what is the core of it? And it is always, you know, helping women think bigger about themselves, helping women, you know, because I was brought up with no heroes and nobody told me that except for Pippi Longstocking, there were no women that were, you know, bold and could do whatever they wanted. So I want to show the world, all the women that are in this world, how strong they are, how beautiful they are, all the things they can do. And in order to do that, they need to know it themselves. And that's what I do. That's the core of what I do. I use every experience I have. I use every talent. I use every passion. And I channel it into one thing, which is helping women shine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I think that is the biggest thing for every manifester out there. So any manifesting generator who's listening right now, when you have so many different talents, it's so important to find the core theme, the overarching theme that kind of embraces all the activities that you do. And I love what you said about helping women to see how incredibly powerful they are and that what they are capable of doing. So, and there are many shapes and forms for you to achieve that, to make sure you can do that. So, so when we look at that and especially when we look at your human design, you have the 1 and 3 profile lines. So the 1 is, and that's exactly what you do, but that's exactly what I do too, because we have the 1-3 in common, that you dig deep. You really dig deep when it comes to your own personal development, but also when it comes to the other person's personal development, right? So have you always known that you were such a person who wanted to go deep?
I think in the beginning, when I started in therapy, it was a necessity. It was a necessity because there was one door open to the crazy people's asylum and another door open to deal with it, do something about it, anxiety, everything. You know, I was almost as crazy as the person that was already in the asylum. And I didn't realize then how crazy I was, but now that I have worked my way through it, you know, it also tells me that there is so much possible. I mean, people that say, that's just me, that's just how I am. No, that's how you do. That's your choice. You choose to deal with things that way. And there is a different path that is open to you also, to take responsibility, to take on your power, to do what you want, and to deal with your baggage. So yes, I have always been deep. I have always wanted to know more, to find out more, to discover, to broaden my mind. I never settle for this is how it is. And that's just not me. I cannot be in a setting where things are like this and they stay like this.
No.
It's just not possible.
No, I love that. And that also ties into the profile line number 3, because the 3 is all about experimenting, testing, trying, failing, getting back up again, trying again, tweaking, reinventing yourself, and all about that. So it ties really nicely into all of that. So the really wanting to go deep and really gathering the knowledge and the information and getting a lot of security out of that, but also about experimenting and not accepting the status quo of, yes, this is just the way I am. No, you can change that. You can tweak that. And that's what I love about the three. So I think that's a really important element. So when you learned about your human design, what could you apply, or what did you apply, or what have you applied over the past time?
You know, part of the struggle with creating an online business was that I thought I had to create an online course and do a launch. And then when I got in touch with human design, I discovered that that's not for me. That's mm-hmm. not my type. So I got permission to not do that. And I have worked further on that, and I'm now discovering, so what is the right way for me? So that was part of it. Also understanding the way my mind works, you know, that I think fast, I know things quickly, and that can be overwhelming for other people. So knowing that has also been good for me.
Mm.
And then one of the discussions we have had before about this multi-passionate, I also discovered that I have a talent for seeing what is the overarching theme yeah. in others. I have a talent for that. I can analyze all the data that people give me. They talk about themselves. They tell about their talents, their experience, what's going on. And it just goes tick, tick, tick. And then I know this is your place to be. And of course, I don't tell people you have to be there. I just present it. And then it goes like, wow, is that it? Yeah, that's it. I know it. I feel it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a beautiful moment in what I do.
Absolutely. And I've experienced firsthand what that's like. So you're a genius at that. And it's effortless. It's just effortless. So you connect the dots. And that's very often for manifesting generators, that they can connect the dots, even the dots that other people cannot see. I think that relates to the pearl that you spoke about as well, that very often we don't see the pearl. We just assume that this is normal, like, oh, but anyone can do this. You know, it's not that special. And that's why we need other people, and especially you, because you are brilliant at pinpointing exactly that. And so I think this is, one of the greatest talents, but it's definitely in a manifesting generator. And I think also with everything that you have done in the past years, that this is like your super talent. So it's definitely one of the best things that you can do. And now you're very aware of it, that this is what you do best. So that's really helpful. And I'm sure human design has really helped you to get to that. And that's what I love about human design, that it gives you like your user manual of, this is your super talent. This is what you can do. And then people are like, I know that, but is that special? Yes, that's special. So I love that, absolutely. So before we wrap up this wonderful conversation, I would love to hear your top three advice for the listeners. What are the three best lessons or the advice that you have?
Well, I think that number one is to allow yourself to thrive and to get help to find your niche, to find that pearl, and to be in your zone of genius, because that's where you should be, to unleash your power.
Mm.
So that's number one. And then number two is do it your way. And it's not always easy to figure out what your way is. So get help figuring that out.
Yeah.
And like you say, something that comes easily to you, you may not see the value of it. So have someone help you see the value of what comes easy to you, because that was where you should be. And you should offer something that is second nature to you, and create a niche that only you can offer. That's where all the multi-passionate thing comes in. because when you do the right combination, nobody else has that combination. So that's for you.
Mm.
And the third thing is to be aligned with your values and purpose. So you don't get overwhelmed and overworked. Make sure that you are aligned with yourself. Don't try to fit in. Don't try to do what is expected of you. Make sure you're following yourself and your values, honoring who you are.
Yeah, I think it's so important what you said about the alignment. So do you, I know from a human design perspective, I have some elements that I always help people with, especially when it comes to finding alignment. What do you tell people how they can find the alignment? When do they know whether or not they are in alignment?
Well, that's actually the way I work. I help people feel themselves. So if you are in doubt, then you are in doubt, then you don't know. So I help them do their breathing. I help them also, you know, the body is slower than the mind. So if you just listen to the mind, then you don't get the answer. So you have to slow down your pace and listen long enough. And that's what I help people with, to keep listening, to keep diving, to keep diving. And then when the answer comes, then you are no longer in doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know it. Then you know it. You feel it. You know it. Your body tells you. Your mind keeps quiet because, wow, there it is.
Yeah. So basically what you do is help people to slow down and to find the pearl within, and then they can speed up again.
Yes, slow down to speed up.
Yeah.
Because if you are in a superficial mode and you just keep on working, keep on doing at a high pace, then you're not getting anywhere.
Mm.
When you slow down, you make sure that you have yourself in place, then it will go much faster. Then you can act, then you can write, then you can do. Then everything falls into place and you know your direction. I mean, you cannot go to Paris if you don't have your bearings.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You cannot create the right business if you don't have your bearings.
It's so true. It's so true. And I think this is what a perfect way to conclude this episode, that we really want people to take the time to slow down. And I think that's an advice that all of us can benefit from, because everything is so fast in this world. Everything's moving so fast. So slowing down is definitely going to bring clarity. It's going to bring the answers. It's going to bring confidence. And then we can move forward again. So, of course, I'm going to be sharing all your details in the show notes, so people will be able to contact you and connect with you. And they should, because you're amazing at what you do. And I really want to thank you for sharing the real, raw and honest story and all the wonderful advice that you have for our listeners. So thank you so much for this. And I really look forward to following you more and more on your journey. And we will definitely stay in touch.
Yes, we will. And I want to thank you for opening my eyes to human design. That has been a very determining factor in my development.
Great. I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that. And I really want to do that more, and hence the podcast. Great. Thank you so much, Trina, and have a lovely day.
Thank you, Nicolene.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I look forward to hearing your thoughts, so please let us know and subscribe so you will never miss the next episode.